pleased to welcome in one of the folks involved teaching your kids. That is, if you have kids going to school in the Minneapolis district. And today's guest on Teacher Feature is Peg Mahan. And good afternoon, Peg.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good to have you. Thanks for coming in after school even. I mean, I think should get some kind of extra credit for this maybe. Or
that sounds all right. No, it's easy. This is the happy summertime. This is the first official day for me. So it's great to be here. Thanks
for having
me.
Are you off for the summer? Because I know a lot of teachers.
I am off for the summer. Before I had kids, I would teach summer school out in Oakland. But since I've become a parent, summers are for parenting.
And how many do you have at home, too?
Two kids, okay. Yeah, 15 and 10-year-old.
So one's with you. We may let him say hello. But
I do. I have our 10-year-old Danny with me,
okay,
which is really fun.
Sitting diligently listening and keeping quiet. We were impressed with that. Tell us a little bit about it. It looks like you're predominantly involved over at Ann Wotton with this AVID program. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I've been involved with the AVID program at Ann Wotton for 4 years. It's a great program. It's in its fifth year. Beginning its sixth year, actually, in the Minneapolis Public Schools. I believe it's its sixth. And it's been 30 years in existence. It started out in California with a teacher who was concerned about kids that fall into the academic middle, kids whose families may not have ever gone to college, kids that need perhaps just a coach, a mentor, a cheerleader, somebody to spur them on, to push them to be their best with their academics, but also to think about college and to help to arm them with the skills that are needed to go on and be successful in a four-year college and to graduate. And so this program was started 30 years ago and has kind of spread across the country like wildfire. And in places like Colorado, Arizona, California, the results are phenomenal of kids that are continuously enrolled through their high school years. And they'll get upwards of 75, 80, 85% of these kids who will go on and graduate from four-year universities.
Okay.
And the target audience are kids who are in the academic middle. So we'll look at the kids' standardized tests, but also they have to apply to be part of the program. It's an academic elective. And so the kids are asked, we have it in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade in the Minneapolis Public Schools and in every one of the Minneapolis high schools. And the kids are asked if they'd like to be part of the program. They have to choose to fill out an application, and they apply to be part of the program. If they, the big part of AVID is the I, which means individual. AVID is an acronym that stands for Achievement Via Individual Determination.
Okay.
And so if the kids show the determination and the strong focus that they want to be the best students they can be and that they're open to the coaching and to the help available, then we work hard with them to encourage them to take classes that are the most rigorous possible for them.
Okay.
So the goal is to get kids involved and enrolled in classes that are rigorous and college preparatory.
Okay.
Which, of course, we try to offer for all Minneapolis schools and do the best for all students. The specific kids we want to get are kids whose families may not have gone to college.
Okay.
And so kids who are underrepresented in the college environments.
Kids from lower income,
kids of color, lower
different
income,
language cultures,
that's right.
And things like that.
That's right.
Now, did it start, you said it's middle school and now it's into high school. Did it begin as with a specific age group in mind?
It began with high schoolers in mind.
Okay.
Yes, by a woman out in California. Named Swanson, and Mary Catherine Swanson. And she started the program, was a teacher, and was concerned about kids that she saw that had great potential, but saw high school graduation as their goal. And then from there just went on never to be lifelong learners, not to continue on in college education. And it really disturbed her. And so she went forth and started this program as an after-school program.
Okay.
And then it's grown into this phenomenal program that is during the school day. It's part of the school day.
So I'm learning so much about different ways of preparing kids for college now. When you and I maybe went to school, we went to like a Catholic school or something where you would be taking college level courses, say in 9th or 10th grade. But with the IB programs and things like that, it sounds like it's really branched out. Is it safe to say the emphasis here is very non-conventional? You're not putting pressure on these kids. You're not saying, okay, you got to be at college level. You're really trying to prepare them socially and academically,
absolutely.
Both.
That's right. And we work with the kids 5 days a week. It's a 45-minute class during their school days, I've said. And they, we work with them on reading, writing, inquiry, collaboration, but also on kind of the stuff that we might call the secret handshake.
Okay.
You know, the things that we grow.
Skull and bones.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for me, it was kind of in the water at home. Like, you go to college. Both of my parents had gone. My dad didn't finish because of money, and my mom finished a 3-year nursing degree. But we grew up with the talk around the table being that after high school you'd go on for some type of education. And so what we want to also do in AVID is to invite in guest speakers, people who've gone on to higher learning beyond high school in traditional but also in non-traditional ways, maybe people who've gone back to school. There are many people now that put themselves through school or pick up classes here and there and then have gone on into really interesting and careers that they can be passionate about.
Okay.
And so we try to bring in guest speakers. We take kids on field trips to local universities and other schools like MCTC has been really supportive of us and Normandale.
So it's not necessarily the typical liberal arts type for your college. You're also looking at what do they call them, I guess? I'm trying to think of the correct word to say this.
Technical colleges,
yeah. Thank you, or professional level colleges, educational institutions that deal more with job placement and things like that, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful program, and I've been really lucky to be part of teaching AVID for the last 4 years at Ann Wotton. And have decided on a personal level to go back to my true love, which is teaching humanities. So I'll be teaching humanities at Ann Wotton next year.
Oh, great.
But we will have AVID as an up-and-running program, and we'll bring in new dynamic teachers to take over. So it'll continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get you to elaborate on that just a little bit more if you're just tuning in. Peg Mahon is our guest, and she is involved in the AVID program at Ann Wotton. We'll learn more about that and get a little bit more about her fascinating background here as we visit with another teacher feature here on Jazz 88. And we're checking traffic right now at 520. Mike standing by.
Traffic a little heavy in a number of spots throughout the metro. West 10, Foley out toward Hanson, stop and go. North 494 from 394 up toward Bass Lake, stop and go. 169 northbound Cedar Lake up toward 55, slow and go. South 35W downtown to the crosstown, stop and go. East and west crosstown 100 over to 35W, slow and go in both directions. 494 eastbound jam from West Bush Lake Road down to Penn. Westbound 494, 24th Avenue out toward France Avenue, slow and go. Crash eastbound 94 at Huron. Looks like that may have cleared. Some minor slow-ups through that stretch. South 35W jams up from downtown to the crosstown. 100 northbound 81 up through 694. Some minor slow-ups. Southbound from 394 down to Cedar Lake. Stop and go. 169 northbound Cedar Lake up toward 55. Slow and go traffic. 494 northbound 55 up toward Rockford Road. Stop and go. East 36 from 35W out toward Lexington. Slow and go conditions. We're live from MnDOT's RTMC.
Thank you very much, Mike. I want to remind you that support for Teacher Feature comes in part from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, lest I forget to mention that, and I often do. 21 past 5 o'clock, if you're just tuning in. Peg Mahon is a teacher involved with AVID. She talked a great deal about the history, and basically, if you missed it, the focus here is getting kids ready for college who might not otherwise go traditionally. How important and how involved, I guess, are parents in this program, Peg? Do you have a fair amount of parents who are just really excited about this and come down and get involved?
So, well, we have many parents who are very, very supportive and excited about their kids being part of the program. I think it's a continuing challenge for us to keep inviting and welcoming and to make our schools and classrooms as welcoming as possible for parents. And then to schedule opportunities for them to visit during times when they can make it, given the economy and many of our families work one and two and three jobs trying to make ends meet. It's tough to create opportunities for them to be there. Not
sure.
To create the opportunities, but to actually have them show up.
Yeah, and you're already dealing with probably a group of people who aren't necessarily 100% convinced that college is for their kids or that they're going to be able to afford it.
Right. I think so many people want their kids to go to college, but don't understand how much money is available for kids to go to college.
Okay.
And the wonderful scholarship opportunities and grants and other AVID-like programs that are in the schools to support kids in college readiness.
Okay.
A concern that I've had is, once the kids are ready for college and make it through high school, how do we help them in that gap between sort of this summer gap that we're in? Okay, I'm accepted now. What do I do this summer to get ready? And what will it be like when I arrive? And are the support systems in place to welcome and support students on college campuses who may not have had an older brother or sister or parent who ever navigated the college world before?
Okay.
So I was encouraged last summer in my visit. I went to an AVID training in Sacramento, and there were local colleges from the Twin Cities area who were there to learn about AVID and to look at ways that they can welcome and continue to support AVID students once they hit the college campuses.
Okay.
And MCTC, I mentioned earlier, they've been very supportive of our AVID program and our AVID students in the Minneapolis schools, like many of our other local schools have been. And so it's exciting to me to think that we're starting to put those pieces into place so that these kids don't get dropped then once they leave our classrooms, because there's so much to navigate on a college campus, and the expenses are, you know, scholarships are phenomenal and there's a lot of money available, but then there's so many other incidental expenses that come up. And many of the kids we work with are, some are raising kids of their own, some are caring for brothers and sisters and parents and helping to make ends meet at home. So I was very lucky. I didn't have to deal with those concerns as a young person growing up. And so we want to see what we can do to support kids who deal with a very full plate already.
So you do, even at that early age, you offer them or you encourage them to pursue the financial avenues like grants and, you know, whatever may or may not be out there?
That's right.
Okay.
And Minnesota has wonderful programs. The one that comes to mind is Get Ready. That's a state-run program. And they will come out and work with the kids and talk to the kids about all the different ways to finance college and college readiness. They also have curriculum that we can use that starts at the fourth grade level. And the curriculum is free to schools that, I believe it's schools that have 50% or greater levels of poverty, for the free and reduced lunch program, which is many of our Minneapolis public schools. And so if the schools qualify, the curriculum is given to the schools, and then college field trips are arranged for the students in those classrooms.
Okay.
And it's great curriculum.
So how much of your day is actually devoted to this? I know you said you're going back to teaching humanities next year and stuff, but
it was a full-time class, all day.
I
was lucky enough at Ann Wotton, we had six AVID classes the last 2 years, and I taught four of the classes this past year and then spent one period a day helping to coordinate field trips. We went on many trips this year and brought in different speakers so that the kids had a well-rounded experience.
Okay. And since you said you go to sessions to kind of get caught up with how this is being doing, is there a pretty strict methodology to this that you have to follow? Or is
you know what it is it's a AVID has their package, the way that they've packaged this, and it's a great program. Their staff development training is excellent. What they've done is taken a lot of things that we've all heard before and packaged them in a way into kind of a neat program that that they have patented in whatever the AVID way. It's a great way, though, to come together and hear from other teachers around the country and share ideas for what works and what doesn't work. And we work twice a week. It's a five-day-a-week curriculum, but two of the 5 days you work with college tutors who come in and work with the kids. And so some of it is management and working with other people and teaching and coaching people on how to work with the kids.
Okay. So you're really taking the old axiom of every child college ready pretty literally, aren't you?
Absolutely. And really the people, the local experts to talk about this, it would not be me, but it would be Stacy Collins, who's the new AVID coordinator for the Minneapolis Public Schools. She's a dynamo, and she'll be directing our program here in Minneapolis. And then the person who works with the middle schools and with all the tutors is Maria Roberts, who's leaving a classroom at Olson and going to be full-time working with the school district, specifically in the area of AVID. And they'll be helping to coordinate the field trips and the speakers and to just continue to help build it and grow it here in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
For our district. It's a phenomenal program.
And my experiences at Ann Wotton, albeit limited, are that it's a really great learning community over there. Is that's still the case?
Great.
I haven't been over there for quite a few years.
It's a fantastic place. It's going through a very big change as we speak. There's a new leader on board Mrs. Vanita Williams, who I think is going to be a great leader. And
she'll be your principal.
She'll
next
be our
year.
New principal okay. next year. Okay. She's officially started, I believe, this week probably. And she and Jay Alexander, our AP, are going to lead us in a new, very new venture at Ann Watton. We will continue to be an IB middle years program. And what is being added, though, is that we will have also a parallel program. Everyone that's there will be part of the middle years program, but then we will also have a Spanish immersion program.
Oh, great.
That's
okay.
coming. The students from Wyndham and Emerson will be joining us on the Ann Watton campus.
Okay.
And so there will be teachers who teach in the Spanish immersion part of the school, and then I'll be in the non-Spanish speaking part of the school teaching okay. humanities for
seventh
grade.
Do you speak Spanish? Or?
No, I have some very, I've been quite, it's really a challenge for
okay.
me. I've tried many times in my many years of teaching. But
it's kind of like playing an instrument to some people.
I just don't. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Is there a language component of the AVID program? Do they have a different focus
not.
For that, or it's just really more just traditional way of
it's,
teaching?
It's traditional,
okay.
yeah. But we will work to welcome our Spanish-speaking, native Spanish speakers and into our AVID program as best we can
okay.
and help to make that work in our new approach at Ann Watton.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great work over there. And it sounds like you got some challenges ahead of you next year. Any other big changes happening over there you want to talk about, or you're just going to kind of keep pressing on, it sounds
keep
like?
Keep pressing on. No, okay. I think welcome many new staff. We lost a lot of wonderful staff at Ann Watton. Some chose to leave, and we've had quite a big turnover, so people are headed off in all directions.
Okay.
But we have a lot of new, wonderful, committed people coming on board, and it'll be great to get together. We're starting next week, actually, to get together and get to know each other as a staff and prepare our curriculum to welcome a bunch of kids back.
All right.
At the end of August.
All right. Well, Peg Mahon, our teacher feature for this Monday, thanks for coming in on a summer, your first free week of the year.
Oh,
we
it's my pleasure.
That.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we're always interested in your feedback. Studio at jazz88fm.com. You can get our schedule and membership information and, get to know more about the connection we have to the Minneapolis Public Schools. Jazz88fm.com. I'll mention again that program support for Teacher Feature comes in part from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.